Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, High School Edition, where we highlight happenings at the secondary level. On this week's program, Tacky High School in St. Mary celebrating 40 years. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned to hear more. Tacky High School opened its doors on September 13, 1978. Back then, it was classified as a junior secondary school. Located in the farming community of Gale, St. Mary, Tacky High was started by the late Dr. Robert Walker. Fast forward to 2018, and Tacky High now boasts a student population of 1,178, served by 67 teachers.
When this school was built, they also built this school, Islington High, now Horace Clark. And I am told from good source that the Horace Clark High should have been the one that named Tacky, because Tacky, in the rebellion, most of the things happened in Islington, in the Islington area. But for some reasons, which I am not too sure of, the one in Gale got the name Tacky.
Principal of Tacky High School, Errol Bosco. Over the years, Tacky has been performing well at the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC level.
I can boast to tell you that up until last year, we have had students passing 15 CXEs, the year before 13 CXEs, the year before that 12 CXEs. And when I say 12, 13, and 15, I'm talking about like 10-1, 3-2s, or 10-1, 10-1, 5-2s. Very good passes, ones and twos.
Mr. Bosco says the school's success at the CSEC level can be attributed to its relatively small student population, its dedicated teachers, and its flagship pull-out reading program.
We have our students who come to us can read, reading at grade 1, reading at grade 2 level, grade 4 level, and ended up passing some 5 CXEs, some 6 CXEs, some 7 CXEs. What we have is a pull-out. We pull them out if they're doing science. We pull them from English, we pull them from math class to go do reading. So they go to the reading lab based on the level that they are reading. So the reading teacher at one point will have 4 students, 3 students, sometimes 1. And so we find that to be more effective than to have 40 students so they're doing reading.
Outside of academics, Tacky has a strong cricket program. For the past 8 years, they have reached the semi-finals or finals of the Headley Cup. Tacky High School is celebrating its 40th anniversary this September. Reflecting on the school's journey, Principal Bosco says they have come a long way.
It gives me even a better feeling to remember myself as a child sitting in the regular classroom that the children are now sitting. And that I tend to use as a motivational factor every day to motivate the students. I sat in these very rooms that you are sitting in now. If I did it, you can do it too.
Principal of Tacky High School, Errol Bosco. We close this week's program with two students reflecting on Tacky High's 40th anniversary. First up, Deputy Head Boy Najee Cunningham.
That makes me feel happy because to know that we are still alive for 40 years in history, that's something that should be appreciated.
Well, to see our school come this far, I commend it because most schools just start out and end at a short period of time, but Tacky has it going, and I believe that really the brave may fall but never yield.
Head girl Grace Ann Guthrie. Celebratory activities to mark the school's 40th anniversary include a church service on February 11 at the Goshen United Church, Lucky Hill, St. Mary. On February 12, Block A at the school will be renamed in honor of the school's founder, Dr. Robert Walker. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a secondary school, let us know, and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.